things off, it's Dave Landers from the City of Simmons, and I'll ask Mayor Fury to open the discussion.
Well, thank you very much for everybody being on the line. As always, it's tremendously important that we give the most up-to-date information on a daily basis. Things are changing rapidly, as we said they would, so a daily update is the way to communicate the information, and that's what this forum is all about. By the early part of next week, we will have a better vehicle that will allow a greater number of participants to take place on this call. But we, as we and remember, this is first and foremost a healthcare crisis. We have all of the participants on the line, and we have the media on the line, and I thank you very much for that. Your coverage has been brilliant, and your coverage has been calming influence on the population, which is exactly what we want at these times. I'm in the community every day, driving around, keeping a safe distance from all, and it's tremendously quiet out there, which is the way we like to see it. The stores there and vendors in the town are they're following all the information, all the guidelines that we have out there. But we are in the heart of this now. As we see last night, we have multiple cases, and we expect over the next couple of weeks, we will continue on this basis. As long as we continue to follow the basic guidelines of staying 6 feet or 2 meters, however you want to do it, and follow social distancing, and that's for the essential services as well. There's health and safety policies in place at all of our essential services, and if every individual that is going to work on a daily basis in one of these essential services follows those guidelines, we will stay safe. It's our best option and the only option that we have open to us at this time. Remain calm. There's no need to panic. There's still people buying toilet paper. In fact, I had a Fruitsville Lodge needs toilet paper. They're down to half a case. If anybody there has hoarded toilet paper and got a few rolls that they can spare, drop them off. As you know, they're closed. Nobody gets in and gets out. But I'm sure somebody will notice a case of toilet paper on the steps at Fruitsville Lodge. Help out in any way you can, provided you're helping safely. So with that, we'll invite Dr. Canton. She's with us today to bring us up to date on last night's results.
Good morning, or maybe close to enough to say good afternoon. Thanks, everyone, for listening today and participating. And again, thank you to not only the City of Timmins, but all of our healthcare partners online, all of our community members within Timmins, and definitely our community members across the Porcupine Health Unit District. At this point in time, I'd like to update that we have had 249 tested individuals across the Porcupine Health Unit. We now, as most of you already are aware, have 10 positive, 138 tests have come back negative, and there are 101 pending. As Mayor Peary said, we do expect the number of positives to increase, as we have seen across the province, as we continue to see in other communities. And that's why the messages that we continue to ask and urge every individual to take are extremely important. So, as you know, yesterday, late afternoon, throughout the day, Porcupine Health Unit received notification of 4 more positive cases for a total of 10 across the region. We have been urging the public to assume local transmission, and now we have a case that signals this, as there are no links to travel, nor to other cases. There are also 3 more cases confirmed. One of these was linked to international travel. This individual followed self-isolation guidance on arriving home, contacted the Porcupine Health Unit once she had symptoms, was tested in her home with appropriate precautions by the Cochrane District EMS, Community Care and Medicine Program, who has been a tremendous partner across our district to help facilitate testing for individuals in a safe and timely manner. And we thank them for that. There were no flight exposure concerns, as she did not take a flight, and there were no other concerns on her transportation. She remains at home in stable condition. The other 2 cases are contacts of another previously announced case and continue in self-isolation at home, doing well and stable. They had previously been identified and were following precautions as appropriate. We wish all of these cases and all of our previous cases well, and we thank them for continuing to follow the public health guidelines and for being extremely cooperative and helpful in coordinating our investigation. procedures. Right now, I would like to clarify and hopefully alleviate concerns regarding the announcement that we will not provide formal media release. This does not mean that we are not providing the information, nor does it mean that we are not providing daily regular updates. That will continue. It will simply not be in the format of a formal media release. We have all of the connections with all of our media partners who have been extremely helpful using all of those channels available to get this information out, and we will continue to do so. The Porcupine Health Unit will continue to provide updates on the numbers of cases and any relevant information on our website, social media, and through other media channels and through community partners. This is also shared on a regular basis with all of our mayors, all of our healthcare partners, other sector partners across the region in every single Porcupine Health Unit community. We will ensure that any relevant information is provided, as we have been doing. Flights and other events are assessed, and if they're present in a case history, and if there is or was any potential concern, we have, and we would continue to share those details. However, at this time, I must emphasize, and I cannot emphasize it enough, no matter how many cases we have, and no matter what community they are in, I have to urge every single community member in every community across the Porcupine Health Unit area, as we see across Ontario and the country, to please follow the public health measures that we are asking. It is imperative at this time and going forward. The papers are probably making noise online. While we expected to have local transmission, and we have asked and advised all residents to act as though we do, we now must urge all community members, please stay home. This is our opportunity. The time is now. We can slow the spread. We can decrease the number of cases. We can help protect our loved ones and our community members who may be at greater risk of becoming more sick with this infection. We need to consider that exposure is possible anywhere, in any community. Wash your hands often, wash your hands well. Cough into a sleeve or a tissue, sanitize and clean commonly touched surfaces. If you feel well, stay home as much as possible. Limit your trips out for essentials and follow all the appropriate infection prevention measures. We are seeing stores across the region who have been working really hard to ensure that their workers are safe and not exposed. We see they're ensuring that we don't have large numbers of individuals in the store. We're seeing requests for families to go only one at a time if possible shopping. All of these measures are important. If you feel unwell in any way, stay home. Ask for support. Reach out to community members. If you think you may have COVID-19, call the Porcupine Health Unit or your primary care provider for further assessment and or follow-up. This is also still extremely important, as we know we're still having people travel back from outside of Canada. If you have traveled outside of Canada, the Quarantine Act is a federal order, and you must self-isolate for 14 days. No questions. No stopping for milk or bread, no medications, no visiting with anyone. Please, please listen to these reminders regularly. Anyone who feels unwell at all at any point, please reach out. If you are home and in isolation because of travel, because of feeling unwell, and you have needs for essentials and have no community partnerships or support for that, please reach out. In each and every community, we have individuals, we have organizations who are ready to help assist you stay home well and stay home safely. When you are outside of the home, practice physical distancing. This means staying 2 meters apart from others. Look for other ways to connect socially. It's extremely important at this time. There's FaceTime, Skype, a regular old-fashioned phone call, which maybe only some of us remember and have used regularly. But please protect yourself. Protect your loved ones, protect others, and stay physically apart or stay home. Similar to other health units, this is back to the media release. And this is happening across the province. We will not be doing regular media releases with each case going forward. We will continue to provide daily updates through all the channels I've spoken of earlier. And of course, if there is a change in the status or a signal that something different is going on, we would provide a media release at that point in time in a more formal manner. However, updates will be provided to everyone on a daily basis still. These are challengingly difficult times. We are seeing unprecedented changes across the world, Canada, Ontario, and in our own communities. It is hard, but it is critical, and we can do this. We're in this together. We can reduce the impact of COVID-19 in our community. Please stay connected, but physically distant. Stay home and stay well. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. All right, thank you, Dr. Patton. Next up, we have the Timmins and District Hospital.
Hi there, it's Kaylee Russell with the Timmins and District Hospital. So the Timmins and District Hospital continues to work in conjunction with the Porcupine Health Unit and other healthcare agencies to ensure that we're ready to respond and meet the needs of COVID-19 pandemic in our region. Preparations began the moment the novel coronavirus started to be known with the implementation of the Timmins and District Hospital pandemic plan. We are currently following the direction of our pandemic plan and continue to work to create internal and external capacity in the hospital to meet the ever-changing needs of COVID-19. Some of the precautionary measures that have been put in place include screening prior to entering at any hospital entrance, and as per Ministry of Health guidelines, visitor restrictions remain in effect. Details on the visitor restrictions can be found online on our website. While physical distancing is a requirement, that doesn't mean that we want our patients to socially distance themselves from family and friends during the COVID-19 pandemic. Free phones and free TV service are available in all patient rooms, and staff are available with iPads to help connect patients with their family and friends. We're excited to share that on Thursday, staff began assisting patients to connect with their loved ones through Skype and FaceTime. Staff will continue to help patients connect with their families while visitor restrictions remain in effect. Individuals are welcome to drop off a cell phone or tablet and charger to any patient able to use them to help stay connected. Phones or tablets can be dropped off at the front entrance and must be submitted in a sealed plastic bag with the patient's name and room number clearly indicated on it. In an effort to keep our staff and patients safe, we're urging everyone to follow the direction of the Porcupine Health Unit. Please take all necessary precautions to protect yourself, others, and reduce the spread of COVID-19 in our community. Wash your hands with soap and water for a minimum of 20 seconds or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer often. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cough into your elbow. If you cough or sneeze into a tissue, immediately dispose of it and wash your hands. Stay home when you're sick and practice physical distancing and do your best to remain 6 feet or 2 meters apart. If you're suspecting that you do have symptoms of COVID-19, the Timmins District Hospital is urging you to call the Porcupine Health Unit at 705-267-1181 or the toll-free number at 1-800-461-1818. If you are ill and must visit your healthcare professional, please call ahead of time and tell them if you are having symptoms of a respiratory illness. If you require immediate medical attention, please call 911 and mention your travel history and symptoms. The Timmins and District Hospital continues to respond to inquiries from the community. If you have any questions, please contact our general information line at 705-267-2131. Or you can email us at generalinquiries@tadh.com. Our contact information can also be found online at tadh.com/contact-us. We encourage members of the public looking for information to also visit the Porcupine Health Unit or Ministry of Health website. Links to these sites can also be found on our webpage. Have a safe weekend, and remember, please wash your hands.
All right, thanks, Kaylee. Next, we have the Timmins Family Health Team. I don't believe we have an update on the weekend. Unless I'm mistaken, the message that we have received from the Timmins Academic Family Health Team is that primary care is available, that the after-hours clinic is remains in operation, and they're working through appointments to ensure that people coming in and the staff are well protected from any risk of transmission. So from here, we'll go to the Cochrane DSAP. Brian Marks?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So on the emergency medical services front, we continue to respond to calls as required, both for in-home testing at request of Porcupine Health Unit and also to staff the assessment center as requested. I'd like to reiterate to public that if you do require emergency medical services and you call 911, if you are able to, please respond to the screening questions as accurately as you can and in a timely fashion. That will allow our medics to prepare to attend the call appropriately. I'd also like to thank vendors who have been providing food for the paramedic crews. It's much appreciated. In terms of food security, continue to coordinate with the local service providers. We will have a schedule published for where people in need can access food. That schedule will be ready early next week, Monday or Tuesday. For the homelessness population update, living space, the drop-in is closed at 27 Cedar North. We do have staff on site to monitor the 12 transition units, and there are 8 beds currently being occupied in the overnight shelter. The front lobby is open to a maximum of 4 people to attend, to use the phone, access bag, meals, and other supports, and there's a 5-minute maximum to attend in the lobby, just to allow an appropriate rotation and to continue to enforce social distancing. Northern College location for homeless patrons, we had no incidents reported. We have living space staff and security on site. People are respecting social distancing, and we continue to track entry and exit for the patrons. Also, there are no other updates at this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Next, from the City of Simmons, Fire Chief Tom Malkin will provide an update.
Good morning, everybody. From a City of Simmons emergency management perspective, we continue to work with our community partners to look at the current situation as well as to, which will help us better understand what the future looks like, and we can plan accordingly for that. We still continue to share all of the best information, and that's why these type of calls that for the media to attend, I mean, this is the best information we have at this time of the day. We continue to focus on maintaining essential services, developing and maintaining contingency plans, work with all our partners to ensure best decisions are made and communicated. And again, that's what we do here at the 12 o'clock call. And again, I'm just going to reiterate that the only way, and again, I can't overemphasize that because that's what everybody's saying, the only way that we get ahead of this is we need everybody out there to follow the guidelines that the public health unit has set out. And if we do that, we will be successful. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Chief Loughran. Is there a message today from the Simmons Police Service?
Thanks, Dave. John Goetzel here, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. Just want to remind the public that if they want to report something to the police, to try to do it by way of telephone. The front lobby doors are open. However, you'll have to go through a screening process to enter our building, and you're being encouraged to report any incidents by telephone. The community has been extremely cooperative in that regard, and I want to thank them personally for that. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Chief Gauthier. From here, we'll open up for questions from the media.
Hi, Angela from CBC. I have a question.
Hi, Angela, go ahead.
Yeah, it's actually a question for Dr. Catton. You were talking about one case that signals community transmission. Can you give us further details about that, and are you concerned that there will be more cases because of this this particular community transmission?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we expected this to happen, and we've been talking about this for some time now. We've been seeing this across the province and across Canada and the world, and we were waiting so we got to the point where we had a case that signaled this. And what this means is it is a case that does not have a link at this point in time through all the investigations to either international travel, which has been the majority of cases across Canada until we're starting to see these changes now, nor does it have a link to other cases under investigation or other known cases. So this does signal potential, well, it does signal community or local transmission. And yes, this is something we've all been monitoring for very closely, both at the federal level, the provincial level, and at the local level, to keep a close eye and see when this was occurring. We have been asking individuals to act as though this was occurring for some time now, and that's why the public health measures are really the most critical. That is why the information about the number of cases we have and where they are sometimes can be lead to a bit of a false sense of security, in that individuals feel that maybe if they weren't in that community or weren't at a particular location at a particular day, then they weren't exposed. And the important thing is we need absolutely everyone to be following the precautions that we've put forward, because we need to assume that this is occurring. And now this case does signify that that we've had a sign of local transmission, and so we need to assume that there's more. The investigation, the individual followed all appropriate precautions, followed up with public health immediately. There were very significant, no concerns. We follow up as per usual investigation processes, but it's the fact that we don't have a link to travel or another case that leads us to the local transmission signal with this case. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. One more question, if that's okay, or would you prefer to go to another reporter?
No, go ahead.
Okay, and then the case of international travel, you said that there were no flight transfers. Could you explain that further?
So when we do a case investigation, we follow up with the individual to determine when they became symptomatic. From the time that they became symptomatic, we go back about 48 hours to look at potential transmission before that, and then we also do the history for 14 days after to see who may have been exposed to their symptoms. So when we look at flights, and when you've seen flights been reported elsewhere, it's because it was during their time of potential transmission. This individual did not have a flight. There were no other concerns, and that's similar to other cases when we've mentioned international travel. If we have not mentioned a flight, it's because it was outside of that period of any concern of any exposure for any individual. I'd also like to reassure people that this is a standard process across the province and across Canada. We're following very well research evidence-based guidelines from Public Health Ontario, the Ministry of Health, the Chief Medical Officer of Health's office has been instrumental in leading our province against COVID-19, and we're grateful for their support and guidance, and this is the standard of care across. There's also been very, very little, I want to say none, but I've practiced emergency medicine before this, and there's never an absolute zero in anything in life, but there's been very little cases, none that I've heard of, from any flight exposure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any other questions before I turn it over to Mayor Perry?
I'm Zachary Routier, Radio Canada, and I'd have a quick precision I'd like to ask. I was just wondering, because we're seeing that the seventh case is the first case of possible community transmission, I was just wondering what happened with the second and third cases, which were under investigation.
So you were wondering what happened with the second. So all the cases are followed on a regular basis. Even after they've been identified as a case, we're in touch regularly with these individuals and any close contacts that are identified throughout the investigation process. At this point in time, we were able to establish a link for the second and third cases. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'll have another question, except if another reporter wants to step in.
Okay, no, will you go ahead? As you can imagine, Dr. Catton is running from one thing to another today, so we've got about 1 minute for her.
Yeah, it's for the hospital, Timmins Hospital.
Okay.
Just wondering, with the Kisashwan people from the First Nation, Kisashwan First Nation, would you think that if...
Sorry, we lost you there. Can you repeat your question? looks like we lost him. Well, then maybe Mayor Perry can wrap up for us.
Yeah, we'll do. I think you're going to ask about the evacuation plan for Szechuan, and they are not firmed up yet. They want to stay where they are, and again, the message is very, very, very clear. All of the First Nations communities in the area, from Wabashing to Mattagami to up the coast to Szechuan, are isolating themselves from us, as you can imagine, with the history of the relationship. They would like to stay away from any viruses that we give them. So they want to stay there for all the right reasons, and we want to support them in that and their objective to be where they feel safest and healthiest. So if you're listening, that's the status of the Szechuan right now. Are there any other questions? Are we still online?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. It's good. Any other questions? Then we'll go ahead and wrap up. As you know, this is a daily update with accurate information. It's from the individuals that are on the ground, the professionals on the ground with accurate information. We will have a facility in place next week that will allow for more access to this, but this is where you're going to get accurate information. It's the type of information that should allow the community to stay calm, cool, and collected. And that's our intent here, as well, share all the up-to-date information on this crisis. So thank you very much for everybody out there, all of the unseen people that are working very, very diligently, all the volunteers that are helping. And I would expect there's probably a case of toilet paper on Lucille Lodge's front door right now. So thanks very much for listening to this conversation. Bye now.
Mayor Perry.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lydia has a question for the mayor, so, and then I have one.
Okay, good.
It's my kindy question.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Hi. I'm wondering if you're having another meeting tomorrow, another update tomorrow at noon?
We'll probably what we'll do is we will let you know. Things are dynamic and fluid right now, and we will let you know sometime this afternoon, okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
That was my question, too, so thank you.
We'll let you know sometime this afternoon. And again, you guys out there, thanks for keeping a level head, and thanks for reporting accurate information.